You ready? You ready? How much wood could a woodchuck cook if a woodchuck could cook five? And I can't even do that right tonight. Brilliant. I'm normally so good at useless things. This sucks. This sucks, and today is full of suckage. Not only am I a terrible surrogate parent to my nieces, but also I can't even do a tongue twister. Fab. I'm trying, but apparently trying only gets you so far. And I know they love me and I love them, but oh my god, I do not know how to be a parent. I mean, I do, you know, you keep them alive and you drive them to school and you feed them occasionally. And, you know, they feel safe with me, which is great, but I don't know how to do hairstyles. I don't know what shows they want to watch. I don't know. Thank God my mum took them so I could just have one night of just not worrying about fucking them up. Oh, I'm aware. Here I am, drunk, still worrying about fucking them up. I have that part of parenting nailed. Constant worrying, never truly living up to the potential parent you wish to be. Apparently that's 90% of it, so, you know, ace that part. And I love them, obviously, but it's just... How can I say this without sounding like a complete arsehole? Why did my sister have to die? It was very rude of her. And why did she have to have a shithole husband who abandoned her daughters? And why did I say, I'll take them? I told her she was a shit driver. And I'm joking about my sister dying in a horrific car crash. Well, let's hope I'm just tired and not a terrible human being. Oh, shut up. Shut up. No one is looking at me. I am old and haggard and a parent, and I didn't even get pregnant to do so. No one is looking. Stop trying to make me feel viable. Because I'm not viable. My life now belongs to two teenage girls who are very well aware that I'm out of my depth. Oh, you can see it in their faces. They are so smart. Which on one hand makes me really proud, and on another hand, it's like, you feckers. You're already smarter than me, and you're looking up to me to say, you know, what do we do? And it's like, I don't know. I don't know anything, and I'm sorry. And if it was up to me, I wouldn't have brought you into this life. And that's a horrible thing to say. I didn't have children for a very specific reason, and I've still ended up with children. And again, it's not like I don't deeply mourn my sister, but at the same time, it's like, you Rebecca. How dare you die and leave me your children? And I don't mean to say, oh, you could have given them into the foster care system. And then the absolute arsehole who abandoned her grieving nieces. That is not why I need a distraction, okay? I need sleep. I need therapy. I need... What? No, they're not. Stop making stuff up to stroke my ego. Which one? No, they're not. They'd be stupid. Because they're actually attractive and don't look like a serial killer. So obviously they wouldn't be interested in me. Well, if they have been staring, they're probably thinking, will that woman just shut the fuck up about her drama and her kids and her everything? Go over. And say what? Hey, my friend is convinced you're staring at me. By the way, my life is... not really mine anymore. And... it's not the people who are taking over, it's fault. It's just life and... I can't talk to them. They look educated and like they practice basic hygiene. And I am a personal trainer who's living on 4 hours of sleep, who needs to go to therapy, and whose teenage nieces are just great. They're so goofy and funny, and they are so like their mom. And I want to cry every time I think about them. And I just... exactly, so I've got no business going over there and going, hey, wanna hear about my train wreck of a life? I don't think so, so let's leave the nice attractive stranger alone. What? No, they're not. Well, if they're coming over, they're probably coming over to pay the bill. I swear to God, if you say something to them, I will break your index finger. Joanne, no. No. Hi. Yeah, I'm good. You? Aw, Joanne, please shut up. I'm so sorry about this. She's many beers down. No, it's not that, obviously you're not attractive, just, you know. I wasn't creeping on you, I was just, we were talking and she got it into her head that you were looking at me and I said, oh, well, they wouldn't be because, you know, they're attractive and look like they practice basic hygiene. Which I'm sure you do and obviously you are attractive, so... I'm so sorry. I'm gonna stop talking to you now. Sorry. Oh. So you were looking at me? Okay, not sure how to proceed now. Well, thanks for looking at me. Oh, God. Sorry, I don't talk to people very often, and I just told you that I don't talk to people very often. Oh, my God. Yes, thank you, Joanne. I'm T. Yep. T-E-A. Nice and short, so I don't forget. I'm so sorry. I'm normally better at talking to people. It's been a long year, so you don't have to do that, honestly. Joanne, please don't pressure them. They don't have to stay if they don't want to. Okay, you do. Joanne, where are you going? You don't have to leave. Okay. Yes, thank you. Hi. I'm sorry, what was your name again? Huh. That's nice. No, trust me, I think it's nice. I don't have the energy to lie. No, I'm just... You don't want to hear about it, honestly. It's, boring and awkward. No, not awkward, like, so awkward. More like, you know, ooh, that's too much information to share with someone you don't know, so. Yeah, that's true. It probably won't be boring, but, honestly, it's not really something you talk about when you're just babbling to someone at a bar, so. Okay, well. In the interest of doing it for the story, hi, I'm T. I'm a personal trainer. In the last year, I recently inherited two teenage girls from my sister who died in a car crash. And I am chronically out of my depth. Bad breakup would have been a lot easier. Nope. Never wanted babies. Never planned on them. But here they are. 15 and 16 and chronically emotional, angry, and missing their mum. Obviously. No, I bet you didn't expect that coming over here. You really are free to leave if that's too... Yeah. There will be no judgment. There will be no, oh, what a fickle fuck. It's like, that's a bit grim. But as I said, I cannot be asked to lie and say, yeah, everything's great. I'm so casual and 30 and, oh, I just did this. It's like, nah. I am struggling and tired and angry at my dead sister. Well, mainly for dying. But also for not having a good enough partner that he would take care of his own kids. No, he is a shitty alcoholic abuser, and he couldn't handle it and left. And I know I shouldn't be angry with her. I should be angry with him. I am. But I told her so many times that he was a piece of shit. And she knew he was a piece of shit. Like, she knew better than anyone. But these fuckers, they get you in this cycle of abuse, then making up for it, then being so sorry, and it will never happen again, and please stay with me, and yada 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 yada, and I just... And I'm still angry. And if I'm really honest with myself, I'm mostly angry that she didn't listen to me. Oh, Jesus Christ, what am I doing? I am so sorry. Please, honestly, I have nothing cute to say. I don't know, you have questionable taste? You get off on Schadenfreude? I don't know, but if you're looking for a cute, cheap flirt, there is none here. I'm very sorry to disappoint. I cannot fake enthusiasm for being appealing and bubbly. Yeah? That's true. You're still here listening to me. Oh, you like listening to me? Well, you're, odd. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I don't know if you're odd, maybe you're just very polite. No, that's okay. I know everyone means well when they say, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you, but it's like... I'll never know what to say back. Play ya? I think I actually needed to admit to myself that I'm a wither. I obviously can't have that talk with my mum or my nieces. So, perhaps being 4 beers deep in a bar, babbling at a very attractive stranger is just the ticket. Cheers. You know, this isn't a 90s rom-com. You don't have to see this through to the end. Because you're still sitting there and I'm confused. Because within the first 5 minutes of meeting you, I've overshared about 10 times the amount you're allowed to overshare. And you still sat there, and it actually doesn't look like a fake, polite sit. It looks like... Oh. Go on. So you can understand why I'm confused. Oh. I'm not the only one who's a mess. Do tell. I just gave you dead sister and surrogate children. Lay it on me. Okay. Bad mental health. Isolation. Lonely and lost. A classic. I'm promised I'm not laughing at you. I just... What am I doing? Talking to a complete stranger about the chaos that is my sister's choices and then mine. I'm sorry that you're lonely. And I'm sorry that you feel shit and... Scared. Same. And I used to be just scared about myself and like, oh, what's my purpose gonna be and am I ever gonna amount to anything? And now it's like, oh, now I have to worry about you too. I mean, I worried about them when I was just their auntie, but now it's like, oh my God. I have to think about you all the time, and it's not even a choice. It's like, once you take them, it's like, they're yours. They become the thing you worry about and dream about and bite your nails over, and you just in a training session and you're just thinking, oh my god, you better not be having unprotected sex, I will kill you. Even though there's nothing wrong with sex, and I had sex a lot as a teenager, and it's completely normal, but now you're mine, I'm like, absolutely not. No way, Jose. And then I'm like, well, I obviously need to get them on the pill, or at the very, very least, I need to strap them up with as many condoms as possible. And they're gonna hate me and say, you're disgusting, and it's like, yeah, but not in the way you think. You're still here, you... Why? I mean, I get you depressed and lonely, but there's gotta be a bar. That is true. It is in hell. I did say you were attractive, because that is, true. Well, there you go. I've done something right today. You feel like, huh, oh, thanks. So, one win. One win is still a win. They are with my mother tonight, because I think she could see that my head was about to blow off. To be silly. You thanking me for saying that you're cute. I don't know if that's something you're supposed to say thank you for, but I didn't say it so you could feel better, I just said it's true. Not that I'm not happy that you feel good, obviously, it's just, you know, I felt like you were cute before you walked over, so. Before all the babble and the dead sisters and the sexually curious nieces and... Well, they're 60 and I'm assuming that they're sexually curious, and if not, then praise the Lord that I don't believe in. And I should go home because I am picking them up early tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening to me babble about my dead sister and, well, for looking at me when I look like I've been dragged through a bush backwards. Appreciate it. Oh, come on, you don't have to go that far. Maybe I used to be pretty, but... right now, I just feel... grey. Kinda like static, just... Nah. Well... thanks. I hope I didn't ruin your evening, just... being me. Sorry, I'm not normally this self-deprecating and self-pitying, I just, ever since everything that's happened, I don't know how to speak to people unless it's about Ava or Alana, so... Ava is 16, Alana is 15. Going on 55. It's terrifying how much they know and how incompetent I feel. And they're both really pretty, and that terrifies me because people like pretty things and pretty people, especially pretty girls, and I might have to destroy people with my thighs. And not in the way people enjoy. More in that if you do anything to either of those girls, I will crush your skull. Well, thank you. I'm doing my best, even if it's not very good. I enjoyed talking to you. Yeah, I'm safe. See you later. Actually, since you're depressed and lonely, and I'm, me, you don't ever want to go have coffee, do you? Or eat something, or just go for a walk, or... Really? Oh. That is... strange, but I'm happy about it. I will give you my number, which I know off by heart because I am a grown-up and Alana told me I had to. If you just, give me a phone. Okay? Just let me double check. Yes, that is definitely my phone number and you can... text me or phone me. I work for myself, so I'm pretty flexible. Obviously, I've got the girls, but, you know. I'm usually free for a walk or a coffee or sandwich. You like sandwiches? Well, there you go. We're practically meant to be together. I love sandwiches. Despite what some fitness people might say, carbs are everything, and, eat the fucking bread. Okay, thank you for listening to me babble. I enjoyed your company, and, your face is really nice to look at. I am gonna call an Uber now, because, again, I am responsible, and I want to get home, and... I will not be telling my nieces where I've been. Anyone asks, I was at home playing solitaire on my phone. Mm-hmm. Get home safe, and if you ever want to go for a sandwich, I'm a girl. I fucking hate when Joanne's right. Hmm.